Okay, today's daf is Makos, daf Yud Ches. Makos Yud Ches, we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Biha Amar Rava. That's what we're up to, but we're in the middle, so we're going to have to review for a moment. One thing I wanted to start talking about was an item that came up yesterday. Yesterday, most of the daf was a brisa in the name of Rav Shimon. Shimon quoted based on one pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, a whole list of items. Rav Shimon learned out from all of that entire list a different halacha, a different aveira related to each of those items. One related to different types of karbanas, and one related to bikurim. The whole list that he goes through: if you eat this outside the proper place, and if you eat this at the wrong time. That was Rav Shimon's limud, and he had a kal v'chomer why you needed each one of those items, why the pashut one level related to each of those items was obvious. That's why he learned the chiddush about each of those items. Rava came along yesterday and praised him and said he was great, and if you have a baby, you should have a baby like Rav Shimon. But he was not happy with the svara that Rav Shimon used, because a lot of them could have been used for in the opposite direction. And one of the lines that he quoted towards the end was that, how could you say that Ola is more chamor than Chatas and Asham? Right, all three of those are Kachi Kachim. Those are three Kachi Kachim that we know of. Ola, Chatas, and Asham. Shlamim is 99% of the time, that is Kachi Kalim. That's usually the Kachi Kalim. The only Shlamim that is Kachi Kachim is the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shlamim that is brought by the Tzibur on Shavuos, along with the Shtei Halechem. That's the only Shlamim that is Kachi Kachim. Besides that, Ola, Chatas, and Asham are the Kachi Kachim. So the Gemara says, Ola, how could you say it's a more chamur? Why? Because it all goes up to the Mizbeach, it's Kaliol, but Chatas and Asham have an element that makes it more chamur, and that is Mechapri. They are Mechaper, they are atone. Chatas and Asham. Chatas is brought for most Averos that are done b'shogeg, and Asham is for five Averos that are listed specifically at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Right, so Chatas and Asham come for specific Averos. Mashekin Ola, so that's making it more chamur. So that was one of the lines, and the Gemara ended up by saying, the Maskana was, okay, you're right, you can't learn Malkus for all these dinim, because you're not Mazir Menadin, so this whole brisa should really be understood as just Isurim, Isura Ba'alma. That's what we're up to, four lines from the bottom. But just to talk for a moment about the line of the Gemara previously about Ola. The Ritva here notes already that it's not so simple that what the nature of a carbon Ola is. The Ritva tips us off. Says the Ritva, I have the line here, V'yim Tomar, he says, where is it? The previous line. Pirish. Masha Einkein Ba'ola Sheba B'Nedava. It says Ola, that generally carbon Olas come as Nedava, so they're not Mechaper. V'afal Gav Diksiv Ba V'Nirtzalo L'Chaper Alav. Even though it says in the Pasuk by Ola, Nirtzalo L'Chaper, uses the Lashon of Kapara in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Aleph Dalet, V'Amrina B'Sifri Shemechaperes Alasev Alosa, saying it says in the Medrash that Ola is Mechaper on Bittel Aseis, on Lavanita Glaseis, Mikol Makom, Einam Ba'im Lechaper Al Dover Yadua. Still, Ola does not come for a specific sin. Elisha Kasev Maftiach Lo B'Doron Zeh Al Aseva Alosa Ase. But the Pasuk promises that if you bring this Doron, if you bring this present, so then you'll get a kapara, kind of indirectly. So the Ritva already notes that there is some kapara element to Ola, but it's just different than Chatas and Asha. What is he alluding to? The Ritva is alluding to a Gemara in Zvachim and Dav Zayin, where the Gemara there quotes in the name of Rava. Fascinating, it's the same person. He didn't mention that. Rava here is talking, and it's Rava in Zvachim. Rava in Zvachim Dav Zayin. Rava says, Ola Doronhi. Ola is a Doron. It's a present. What does that mean? Rashi there. Ola Doronhi. Eina ba'al lechaper al asei kapara mamish. Ela achar shekipra hachuva al asei. After tshuva, so then he ba'al lehakbalas panim. It comes to like an extra present to Hashem. Ka'adam shesarach b'melech, like a person who did something against the king. V'ritzu al yedei praklitin, and he was meratzim already. He sent messengers to try to appease the king. Ukeshebolah gubana, maybe there won't be other. When after he gets appeased, then the king allows him to come in, that he brings an extra doro. So Rava notes that it is Doron, and it's not, that's in contrast to a Mechaper. So you have many sources that say an Ola is not Mechaper. You have our Gemara, you have the Gemara Zvachim Nav Zayin, and one more, you have a Mishnah in Erechin. The Mishnah discusses, when does Bezdin forcibly go down to people's possessions to take what they owe? When does Bezdin do that? Are there rules and regulations? So basically the Mishnah says, if there's anything that's obligatory that you're going to have to do, so the Mishnah assumes that you're going to do it, Bezdin does not take a collateral forcibly. Because Bezdin assumes that you're going to do it. So for example, the Mishnah says, Chayve chatos va'ashamos, this is Erech and Daf Chafalof, an Ola and a chatos and an asham. If you owe a chatos and an asham, Bezdin does not go and take stuff from your possession there. Why? Because we assume you're going to do it. You're going to bring it, you owe it. Chayve olos, chayve chatos va'ashamos, ein memashkin osan. But, chayvai olos u'shlamim, memashkin osan. But chayve olos, they are mamashkin. They take a mashkon for why? Simple interpretation of the Mishnah, because you're not chayev in ola. If you're not chayev, it's not a chiyev. So it's your choice, and therefore you are going to possibly not bring it. So that's why Bezdin has to force. And therefore, there are many sources that seem to point to the fact that an ola is not a mechaper. But again, as the Ritva already noted, the Medrash says it is. It has somewhat of as some kapara elements, and the Rishonim even are fleshed out even more. I'll just read you some of the Lashonos. The Ramban at the beginning of Vayikra, bothered by the Lashon, because the Lashon, like the Ritva quoted, is Vinir Salol Lachaper Ola. We use that Lashon by Ola. So the Ramban there at the beginning of Vayikra says, Yirtza Ba'ola Zu, he'll be Merutzeh. He'll be appeased to Hashem with this Ola. Im Yiviena Benidvas Nafsho, if he brings it as an Adava, Bame Yisratza El Adonav El Bedoron Hazeh. Lo Yichar La'apo Bo'od. There is some type of Ritzui. Ritzui might be a little different than kapara, but there is a ritzui element, even though it is not a full kapara. Even though it's not a full kapara. So again, there's different lashonos. Let me read you one more lashon. The Ksava Kabbalah writes there in Vayikra, Afshehi ba'anadava mikomakom misarev ima ksas chiyuvi. There's an obligatory element. Mikomakom yesh b'anadava zu pegam Misiba hagoremes l'nedavazu. So again, a lot of the mafarshim try to have a middle formulation. It's not machafer like the other ones, that's for sure. But there might be certain kapara elements that want us to explain exactly how it works. It definitely works differently, but that the Ritva already starts us off here that it's not so simple to say just that an ola is not machafer. It's not mechuyev, but it is something that is important to note. The issue of carbon ola, and Bezal Hashem will come back to it in future times. Let's go back to what we're up to now. So the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amabeis. The Gemara was up to an answer. Reb Shimon had this whole long brisa that he learned out Malkus in all these cases by Toda, by Bechor, by all of them. So the Gemara answers, don't worry about it. He doesn't mean Malkus. He only means an Avera. He means an Avera. So therefore, don't worry that there are so many items learned out from a Kal Vachomer. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Could you really say Reb Shimon means Isurim in all these cases without Malkus? But if you have a Rava, Rava says the same thing, and he quotes the language, Zar Sha'achal min ha'ola lefnei zrika chutz l'choma, l'Reb Shimon, the case that we spoke about yesterday, which is adding on a Zar that eats from a carbon ola before zrika sadam, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, even outside the walls of the Azara. Yeah, anything, ola you could ever eat. According to Reb Shimon, Loga Chabi, you get five malchus. Five malchus. Rashi quotes what the five malchus are. Eating outside the wall, and eating before Zrikas Adam, and eating because you're a czar. That's why it's a czar, because you get that one too. And eating outside the Klaim, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, and outside the Azara, those two separate Yisurim, and eating a carbonola. All those are five Yisurim. So according to Reb Shimon, you get five malchus. So it says, the Rabbi says, Lokin, says the Ritva, even if you want to say that a Tana might not have explained himself totally, and by Lokin he might have meant Ra'u Lamalkas, but really just an Avera, an Amora, Lachora, wouldn't have said that. An Amora wouldn't have said the word Loke if he didn't mean it. So even if you want to reread and re-understand Reb Shimon's Shita, it's very hard to say that for Rava. Would you say that for Rava? The Gemara answers, yes. Chamisha Isurim Have. No. Also, Rava is misunderstood. Doesn't really mean Loka Chamisha. It means there are just five Isurim. The Achronim here, says it aside, deal with the issue of Ein Isur Chalal Isur. We know that when something is ready Usur, it's hard for make it more Usur to me. Unless there is something more inclusive about the second Isser. Like a piece of treif that I eat on Yom Kippur, I might get the Aver of eating on Yom Kippur too, even though it was already treif before Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is a more inclusive Isser. More things are Usser on Yom Kippur. Or there's an Isser Kolo, Isser Mosef, right? If it's Usser to more people, this used to be Usser to A, now it's Usser to everybody. So that's also included. Isser Kol, Isser Mosif. And the other exception is Isser Bas Achas. If Yisurim start at the same moment, then also they can be Chal together. So Achronim try to figure out how you can have all five of these Yisurim being Chal Bas Achas. Because Lechora, Chutz Lechoma is Chal after Chutz Lechoim. And, you know, so all of these, don't all start at the same time. So the Achronim come up with creative ways of trying to figure out how these five can be chal at the same time, so you wouldn't run into the problems of Isser chal al Isser. Okay, either way, we said, so it's five Isser. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'yonan t'nan eloi nalokin. You can't get out of our Mishnah. You can get out of the Brisa, you can get out of Rav's statement, but our Mishnah has on the list some of the items that Rav Shimon mentioned. For example, it says, the Rashi quotes on the bottom, Bikurim and kachi kachim outside the climb. So there are some on the list, and our Mishnah, our Perek, is mamish about Malkus mamish. It's not about of Isurim. So we're stuck. So we reject that approach. Reb Shimon cannot just mean Isurim Ba'amu. Reb Shimon has to mean Malkus itself. And the Shaila is, though, we're back to what the source is. So the Gemara says on the top, Ela Kra Yaseirehu. Really, there is an extra pasuk. There's an extra pasuk to teach me what was the whole problem. You learned it all out from Kal V'chomers. So the Gemara says, it's an extra pasuk. Ela kra yiseirehu. It's an extra pasuk. Why michti? Let's see. Ksiv, the pasuk says, v'aveis Hashem, v'yachaltu l'fnei Hashem al-kecha, v'amakom ha-she yivchar. You shall bring it there and eat it in front of Hashem. Lichto rachmana lo sucha lo achlam. After the whole list is given, why does the Torah have to give the entire list again? Just say, lo tucha, you can't eat them. Lo ochlam. But instead, the Torah goes into the whole list again. Lo tucha lecho, maser tukar chat yoshka v'yisrach, and goes through the whole list again. Why can you just say, don't eat, you cannot able to eat them? So meheder, mefarish behu rachmana lamali. Why does it go through the whole explicit list again? Ella, it must be, liyichude luhu lave l'kol chad v'chad. It must be to teach me an extra law by each one. The lo tucha is going as if it says that by each one. As if there's a separate pasuk. No problem with Kal V'chomer, it's a separate pasuk that Reb Shimon darshins for Malkus in all these cases. Good. Gufa, says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Zar sha'achal min ha'ola, lifnei zrika, chutz l'choma, l'Reb Shimon, lo kachamesh. So that's what Rava said before, right at the beginning of today. So if you Zar eats this ola before zrika outside the choma, he gets five Malkus. Says the Gemara, maybe that's not enough. V'lil kidami mishum v'zar lo yocha ki kodeshem. What about this pasuk? Or another pasuk, maybe you should get another Malkus.
How
would
you get five
down? How would you get five? So Rashi on the bottom explains what the five Averis are.
No, I'm not saying what they might be, but if we're saying now that you have an extra pasuk, that should only teach you one. You still to build up to five.
I'm saying it might not be each, it might not be all of them learned that from that pasuk, because that pasuk talks about in Ola, I'm saying, right, so you're saying some of them are based on, let's say,
right,
you only got to the last stage.
Correct, you can get the last one, but what about
right,
the
right, puzzle? So you have to,
the puzzle for the
right, so the question is, you have to be using the Kal V'chomer for something. So yeah. He has to work out that, I think Rashi explains it here. the Rashi here discusses it also. It's as if it says it by each one, and therefore by at least by certain of them, the one there are certain ones that you don't need the Kal V'chomers for. You're right. By some of them, you're going to have to use Kal V'chomers. He's not going to be able to learn each of his Yisurim from before. But by the case of Ola, I think that's the one that he that's what he has. Rashi throws in at least one extra pasuk, which we'll talk about in a minute. At the end of that Rashi, Achi Garcin on Amar Aleph, he says one of them cannot be learned out because it's a Kal V'chomers. He quotes a different pasuk to learn it out from. But you're right. You can't. We threw out the Kal V'chomer. We said you can't learn it out from the Kal V'chomer. But now the Gemara is saying, have another pasuk, which we didn't even touch yet. V'zolo yochal ki kodeshem. So the Gemara says, no, maybe I have another answer. Hani mili, when does that pasuk apply? That is zor cannot eat because it's holy. Hecha de l'kohanim chazi. That iser is only talking about a case where a zor cannot eat it while a kohen can eat it. If a kohen can eat it, then a zor cannot eat it. Hacha de l'kohanami lo chazi. This is about a carbon ola though. Carbon ola nobody can eat. So it must not be what the pasuk is referring to. Nobody can eat this, and therefore it is not the Isser that is included in the Torah. There is an Ar Sameach that we should be aware of. The Ar Sameach discusses, in general, the Isser of Zarus. The Ar Sameach says, Zarus is a sliding scale, flexible Isser. It depends what context you are in to define what a Zar is. Says the Ar Sameach in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Zar Mikri lo ha'inyin ha'medubar. Depending on what you're talking about, that's going to be one of those. Because if you ask somebody on the street, what's a czar? They would say, oh, a czar is a non-Kohen. I'm a czar. I'm not a Kohen. Said the Ar Sameach, that's not true. If you have to look at every context to determine what a czar is. Kemo ba'avodas ha'levim ksiv. Even by the Levim it says, v'zar lo yikrav aleichem. A czar should not come and help you do the avoda. So you know what's included there? Says the Ar Sameach, v'havi b'zeh b'chlal mishorer sheshi'er. We know there are two avodas the Levim did. They used to sing, and they used to lock the gates. If somebody who locked the gates did the singing, he violates the Isser of Zarus. Whoever is not allowed to do something, that's called a Zar. Dehu Zar lo osu avoda. U'be'emurim havi Zar kol she'enu l'mizbeach. What about the fats that are burned on the Mizbeach? If somebody does something with the fats. So everybody's a czar. V'avi kohen af kohen bechlal czar. A kohen is considered a czar. V'zar sha'achal michatas v'asham lefnei zrika. A czar who eats from a karban before zrika's hadam. Patur. T'ha kohen shalo omid ha'basal ha'matzi lechal ha'basal lefnei zrika. Because then nobody, like our line, our Gemara says, if it's asa to everybody, that can't be czarus. Czarus means it's strange to you, but it's mutter to others. If it doesn't to everybody, that's obviously not the Isser of Zarus. That's how he explains our Gemara. Zarus means it's mutter to somebody and usher to somebody else. And whoever it's usher to, so they are Zarus. We mentioned in the past, I think, that when we discussed the sugya of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that the Rambam's Lashon by Arel, how do we know that an Arel that does the Avoda gets Malkus? What's the source of the Isser? So the Gemara seems to say Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. We had it in Sanhedrin. You get Malkus for Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? So the Rambam's Lashon is Arel Harehu Kizar. The Rambam says, no, Arel is just an expansion of the category of Zarus. This is what we've said in the past, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai Mifareshes. It's expanding our definition of Zarus. So that's the Ar Sameach. Zar means any time that I am not allowed to do something. So a Yisrael is always a Zar. Sometimes a Levi is a Zar. Sometimes even a Kohen is a Zar. Sometimes. Let's say a Kohen Arel. What about a Kohen Balmum? Maybe he would also be a Zar. A Zar is a sliding scale definition. That's the Chiddush of the Ar Sameach. Here though, it's not mutter for anyone. And that's why this pasuk cannot apply to eating a carbon ola. Next. Says the Gemara, okay, you can't lose lo yechel. How about the next one? V'lo kinami mishemu basar basadet shreifa lo sochelu. What about this pasuk? You cannot eat treif, piece of meat. Well, what do we darshan, though, from that pasuk? It doesn't just mean treif. It means, included in that, we learn that from the Gemara in Chulin, if an animal sticks its arm, if a baby animal sticks its arm out from the mother animal, and then sticks it back in, the part that got stuck out is treif. It's treif. Why? It's considered that it went out, even if you shecht it afterwards, you shecht the mother. Why? It's considered that it went out of its proper place. Chutz l'mechitzaso. The Gemara darshins. Kivan sheyatza basar chutz l'mechitzaso nasar. Once basar goes out of its proper place, out of its proper mechitzas, it's nasar. So, the Gemara is asking, anytime Basar goes out of its proper place. So in our case, you eat an ova outside the walls. So, that also went out of its proper place. So shouldn't this be included? This should be number six? So Gemara says, no. Similar to what we just said before. Hani mili hecha dibifnim chazi. That's true if it has a proper place. And it goes out of its proper place, so then it's going to be aser if it goes out. Hacha dibifnim lo chazi. Here it doesn't have a proper place to eat it. It's always aser. It's kalil. So therefore, again, you cannot use that as another iser. Tosis. Tosis on the bottom. Tosis, veloka, mishub baser, b'sad ha-treif alo sochelu. Ask Tosis, what's the havamina to use this pasuk? Vikasha, amaylo amrinan, baser basad, basar basadeh, lav shebeklalos. The sugya of lav shebeklalos. Why don't we say that this iser, which includes so many things, baser basad ha-treif, is what we call a lav shebeklalos. A lav that includes so many things, and the rule of a lav shebeklalos we had in Sanhedrin Daf, Samagimbo, is ein lokin alav. You don't get malchus. It's not dumya de lav tachasima. What was the model of lav shebeklalos that we had there? Lo socho al adam. Don't eat on the blood. What does that mean? It means you can't eat blood. It means you can't eat an animal before zrikas adam. It means that bezin does not eat on the day that they put somebody to death. The Gemara in Bracha says that it includes not eating before davening. Lo socho lefnei she'atem mispalim al dimchem. So that avera includes that iser pasuk. Includes 10 different things. Lav shebeklalos, the Gemara says, ain't lokan alav. So ask Tosis here, why is this a lav shebeklalos? Basar basad the treifa. It includes going out, the ola going out. And it includes an animal sticking its arm out from its mother. And it includes many things. So why is that a lav shebeklalos? What's the Gemara's havamina here? Why isn't that a lav shebeklalos? The Ramban even asks it a little sharper. Because even though Tosis is asking on the Havamina, the Maskana is rejected anyway. Rashi quotes this pasuk as a Maskana, the last few skinny lines here. Rashi says, you know what the source of what Mati asked before? That how do you eat kachi kachim chutz leklaim? You know where you know that from? From Ubasa Basa the Treifa, Lo Sochelu. He quotes that as a Maskana. So the Ramban asks on Rashi, how can Rashi quote that? It's a lav shebeklalos. So Tosis and the Ramban basically give the same answer. Tosa says, V'yesh lomar, alam dish answer, V'yesh lomar, d'lo chashvin an lav shebeklalos, ela kegon im tzli esh, shekolel na umevushal. Right, the issue of eating a carbon pesach, it has to be eaten roasted, so if you eat it raw or cooked, so there, that's two different things. V'chein kol shebekodesh pasol, d'yotze tomei upsulin acheim shein shtei shemes. Anytime you have two separate shemos iser, that's a violation of lav shebeklalos, and you would not get malchus. But here Tosva says it's really one root iser. Aval hacha shekolo kol yotze levad v'shem yotze chadhi. Rak tahavi kamadrachim lochashele lav shebeklalos. Says Tosfos, all of these are psul yotzeis, going out of the place where they're supposed to be. That binds them together. It's all one shame iser. The chiddush of Tosfos is, and the Ramban says it as well here, lav shebeklalos is only when there are different shemos iser included in one pasuk. Don't eat when you put somebody to death, and don't eat before davening, and don't eat before the blood is sprinkled. Those are all three totally different yaveiros. So therefore, you're not going to get malchus. It's lav shebeklalos. But even if it's 10 different things, if it's really one root iser, so then that's not a lav shebeklalos. That's one lav that is expressed in 10 different ways. That's what Tosva, and the Ramban says the same thing here. The Ramban says at the beginning of the parak, Adaf Yizayin, he quotes the Rashi here, and he says, Ikla meimar, kivan de loksivi isure, el ka amar, komi she yatza chutz la mechitza haru'uyelo, shu besade, lo sochelu, kulu kechad isura dami. It's like one iser. Vidami lalav de losoch lo konavela. And I'll get to one more in a second. So Tosfos and the Ramban say the same thing here. What's fascinating is that Tosfos and the Ramban elsewhere ask the same question, and the Ramban gives the same answer, and Tosfos doesn't for some reason. The question is, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, over there at Dafsama Gimel, our Gemara that I just mentioned, Tosfos says, what about the iser of doing malacha on Yantif? Losasa ka malacha. That's what the Torah said. So by Shabbos, you're not talking about Malchus, you're talking about Mises, right? Skilus. But on Yantif, it's losasa ka malacha. If I do malacha on Yantif, I get Malchus. So ask Tosfos, Dafsama Gimel, in Sanhedrin, why isn't that a lav shebeklalos? right? Let's say not, Bishul is not included in Hotzah. There are at least 37 other Isurim. Isn't that a violation of Shabbat? You shouldn't get Malkus for Isurim on for Yantif, for Malach on Yantif. So says the Ramban. The Ramban asked that question. The Ramban in Shorish tests, beginning of Sefer Amitz. So the Ramban asked the question. You know what the Ramban says? It's Shem Echad. Just like the Ramban here says, going out of the proper place is a psul yotze. It's all the same. Here too, it's Isser Malach on Yantif. There are 37 ways of expressing that Isser. But it's really Shem Echad. Says the Ramban, Lo sazok ha-malacha b'yadav shem harbe malachos mishunos ha-maiseh. V'ho'inyin v'lokan alav why? V'pnei shekola nechlalin b'lav shem echad heim. It's just like it's shame echad, but there's a pasuk to tell me chalukin isurim. You're going to get malchus for each one of them, but it's really the same one. Just like here, you get all the different malchus. V'chein says just like avodah zarah. If you hug an avodah zarah and you kiss an avodah zarah and you put clothes on an avodah zarah, all those are shame echad. You're doing different actions. That's the Ramban. For some reason, Tosfos there in Sanhedrin does not say this. Tosfos doesn't say it's shame echad. Like he says here, Tosfos there says, because it's as if it says lo sasa ka malacha by each and every one of the malachas. That's how you're supposed to understand lo sasa ka malacha. It's as if it's fill in the blank. Lo sasa harisha, lo sasa zriya. It doesn't say it's shame echad. But we're supposed to understand that isser as if it says that pasuk by everyone. So Tosfos, it's a fascinating machlokas, because Tosfos must hold that the isurim of malachas yadif are not shame echad. Tosfos is comfortable already here to say that in Makkos. Sanhedrin doesn't, so it must be he holds this is Shem Echad, but not that. So that's an important lumdish machlokas. Are the Isurim of Yontif Shem Echad or not? If you want to look more, Rav Shechter has an article about Lav Shabbaklalos in Eretz Hatzvi, Simon Lamed Vav, where he talks all about this machlokas, Tosfos, and the Ramban. Okay, I don't think he connects it to the Lashitas, so he quotes both of these contexts, but that is Tosfos and the Ramban. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line, V'lilki nami kidei Rabbi Eliezer. So, okay, we tried twice already, didn't work. Let's try again. Why don't you get Malkus based on the following sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? Again, in the case where Zar eats a carbon ola outside the proper place before Zrikas Adam. Dam Rabbi Eliezer, lo ye achel ki kodesh. Do not, it shall not be eaten, because it is holy. What do we learn from that pasuk? Ki kodesh heim, kol she bekodesh pasul, ba kasav litin losa, se al achiloso. Anything that is pasul ba kodesh, the pasuk is by nosar, so it's an extra losa, say. So, it's an extra losa, say. So why do you get malchus for that? So again, hani mi lehecha de kodem psulochazi. That pasuk only applies where it was kosher before. It had a shas kosher, like nosar. Nosar had a shas kosher, and then it became pasul. But hacha, to call them pisul v'nami l'chazi. But again, ola is different. Ola never had a shas kosher. And therefore, it cannot be included in this pasuk. One more. V'lil ki nami ki idaf Rabbi Eliezer. What about another Rabbi Eliezer that we have? Titania Rabbi Eliezer omer, kol shehu b'kalil tihyeh, litein lo sase al achilaso. Anything that is supposed to be totally burned, ola, kalil tiyeh, you get a lo sase, on its achila based on the above pasuk. So, should he get malchus for this? So, my answer is, rechinami, you would. You would get a sixth one, but for Rava, mehai kraka amar. When Rava said his statement on the bottom of the previous amud, he was just saying, you get five from this pasuk. You might get another one from other psukim, but at least five from this pasuk. At least five from this pasuk. Okay. One other point related to this, and that is a Rambam and Ramban that we've mentioned in the past, but it's a very yisodi one, and it's always worth mentioning again. The Godless of Dafyomi, as we always say, reviewing the important discussions that come up. The Rambam. Rambam Ramban, also in Sefer Mitzvahs, at the beginning of Shorash Tishii. What is Shorash Tishii about? The ninth Shorash. We know the Rambam, as a Hakdama to Sefer Mitzvahs, has rules and regulations. He has 14 shirashim. I'm going to count these mitzvahs, I'm not going to count these. Number one is I'm not going to count mitzvahs Rabbanan in the 613. I'm not going to count parts of mitzvahs. Chalitza is one mitzvah. I'm not going to count the spitting and the taking off the shoe and the kriya as all separate mitzvahs. That's another shorish. But here the Rambam shorish is, number nine, I'm not going to count mitzvahs or averos depending on how many times it says something in the Torah. Even if it says something 10 times in the Torah, that could be that it's only one Avera. That's the Rambam. She'ein ro'i limnos halavin v'ha'asei, avol hadvarim ha'muzhar mehem v'ha'mitzuveh bahem. You count the messages, but it could be the Torah emphasizes and repeats something over and over again, but not because he's supposed to count it as two separate mitzvahs. And that's where the Rambam says, a beautiful piece, the first page of that, again, it's an important Rambam that should become more well-known. The Rambam says there are four categories of mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, there are mitzvahs of deos, that's what we would call beliefs, emuna, mitzvahs that we believe, that is yichud Hashem, and avas Hashem, and yiras Hashem, that's number one. There are mitzvahs of action, pu'ula mina pu'ulos, says the Rambam, lahakriv karbanos, binyan hamikdash, and averus of action, number two. Number three, there are mitzvahs of midos, says the Rambam, chemla rachmonis staka v'yatzal recha kamocha, and sinna, and netira, and nekama. And then number four, there are mitzvahs of ma'amara, mitzvahs to say something. And that is, kamo tzivano l'shabcha, ula hispalel alav, ula hisvados, al ha'avonos, mitzvahs of dibur. So, emuna, maisa, midos, and dibur. Those are the four categories of the Rambam. So after that, says the Rambam, and how do you figure out which mitzvahs are which? Don't look to how many times it says it. V'lo nabit l'ribui ha-tzivuyin shebo b'inyan ahu, imhayem en ha-mitzvah bo, o l'ribui ha-asharos, shebo mimenu, imhayem en ha-muzer mimenu, ki kulam heim l'chizuk levad. The Torah might say something five times if the Torah wants to say this is a really bad aveira. Avodah Zarah, over and over and over again, many times. Shabbos, says Shabbos seven times. It's only counted as one. And continues the Rambam, and here's where the Ramban argues. Whenever it says to in the Gemara, you know why it repeats this Avera? To get an extra Malkus. Right? Lokin Harbe. If it's from the same Pasuk, not adding anything different, don't take that seriously. It just means it's emphasizing the Avera, but it's not to teach you an extra Malkus. V'yafilu yomru shehu lavar alav b'shnei lavin, hinei hu im kolzeh lav yeser, kamoshi yizba'er, v'ein ro'i limnoso ki hu nechpal, ki lo yilke echad shtei malkios al shem echad. That's what he says. The only time you're going to get an extra Malkus is if you include it in another Pasuk, and that Pasuk is more inclusive for some reason. That's the Rambam. And the Ramban there says, I'm sorry, sometimes you'll get two Malkus if the Torah says two Pesukim about something. It's not just there for emphasis. Right? And this is one of the examples. Right? You're quoting from Rav is saying you have many different Pesukim, so many different Malkus. The Ramban would say, yes, the Rambam might say you gotta research. You gotta research if the Pasuk, extra Pasuk is not telling you any extra inyan, then you're not going to get an extra Malkus for it. So that's a very long, you look at all the short chi, there being many, many examples, and the Ramban takes issue with many of them. Okay, next statement. Amar Gidel Amar Rav, Simin Kuza. Kohen she'ocha mechatas u'me'asham lefei zrika. A Kohen eats from the carbon chatas and asham, which a Kohen is allowed to eat from, but he has to wait till after the zrika sadam. And he has to wait till the emurin are burned. So if he eats too early, loke, he gets malchus. My time, Amar Kraka, the Pasuk says, Va'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, and they will eat from them asher kupar bahem. That will bring, and they will bring kapara from them. So la'achar kapara in, lefnei kapara lo, only after kapara. Zrikas Adam has to, that is a kapara element of the avoda. So only after the avoda, after the zrika, can they eat from it. Beforehand, they can't. And therefore, that pasuk teaches me that they get malchus. Says the Gemara, you know what you see from there? Lav abba mechal asay lavu. Right? That's an asay. V'achlo so asher kupar bahem. And yet you're telling me you learn malchus from there? It must be that a lav that is learned out from the formulation of an asay in the Torah is good enough to be a lav, and therefore you're going to get malchus for that. But is that really true? Masiv Rava, the Chol Behema Mafreses Parso Veshosas Shesar Shtei Prasos Malas Geriba Behema Osato Chelu. Any animal that chooses cud and has split hooves, so those you could eat. So Osato Chelu V'ein Behema Acheres Tochelu. You could eat those kosher animals, but you cannot eat others. So that's an asay. That's an Isser asay. That's a Lav Shabbat Bachal asay. V'ei Kita Kamrit. But if it's like what you said, that you can learn a law from the assay itself, so what do you need the next part of the pasuk for? Don't eat from it. What do you mean? You already know don't eat from it. You already get malchus from the first half of the pasuk. If you hold lav abba mechal assay is a lav. So Ella, so we reject what we said. Ella I admar hachi itmar. This is what we mean. Amar Rav Gidol Marav Zor Sha'acha Bechad Vashab Lefezrika. A Zor, not a Kohen, but a Zor that eats from Chad Vashab Lefezrika Pater. He is Pater. That's what Rav meant. He's making a statement about a Zor, not about a Kohen. A Zor, even a Zor that eats from it does not get Malkus. My Taima, to Amar Krav. Achlo Osama Shakupar Bahem, Kol Hecha to Karina Bey, Vyachlo Osama Shakupar Bahem, Karina Bey, Vizor Lo Yochal Kodesh. Anyone that we call for the first half of the Pasuk, Vachlo Osama Shakupar Bahem, then we call that he gets the Avera of Vizor Lo Yochal Ki Kodeshem, meaning you gotta be in the Parsha in order to get this Avera, right? V'chol Zor Echa Delokar Inabe Vachlo Osama Shakupar Bahem, a Zor never gets to eat, and a Chief Kapara Lo Karina Be Vizor Lo Yochal. So a Zor is not included in this Isser, because he's not included in the first half of the Pasuk, so he's not included in the second half of the Pasuk. A Kohen also, though, would not get Malkus because it's a lava bama chalaseh. He'll get an Avera, but he wouldn't get Malkus because it's just an Isser in Isser Aseh.
It's the opposite of what we said
with Erasameh. Is it the opposite of Erasameh? Right. So so this is saying at least this Pasuk, because it's linked to the first half of the Pasuk. I don't think you would argue with this, we'd have to reject the Erasameh's concept. You would just say this Zor Lo Yochal is linked to the definition of, you're right, even Yisrael is a Zor. But he's not going to get this Aveira because it's linked to the first half of the Pasuk, which connects it to Achilas Karbanis. The Pasuk that was quoted here, though, is an important Pasuk related to, this is the end of the Sugya. Next is getting back to something the Mishnah discussed. The Pasuk that we're talking about here, Ba'achlo Osama Shakupar Bahem, is the source for the mitzvah of eating Karbanos. Again, it's a separate topic, but just to relate to one or two sources. The Rambam, in two different places, if I were to ask you, is it a mitzvah to eat Karbanos? You might say yes, you might say no. But you probably wouldn't say there's a distinction between which types of karbanos. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Listen to the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos and in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam says, Achilas chatas va'asham mitzvah saseh. Eating chatas and asham, that's a mitzvah saseh. Shenemar v'achlo osam shakupar bahem. Our pasuk, Hakohanim ochlim u'bailam eschaprim. The Kohanim eat and the Bailam get kapara. And then the Rambam adds, V'hu adin l'shar kachim she'ochlan Kohanim she'achilasan mitzvah. By the way, the other karbanos are also a mitzvah. Very interesting formulation. First the Rambam says, eating chatas nasham, that's a mitzvah zaseh. And then the Rambam says, oh yeah, and eating other karbanos, also the Kohanim get a mitzvah. By the way, the Kohanim get a mitzvah. What if the Bailam eat shlamim? Is that a mitzvah? The Rambam leaves that out. But that's the Rambam, and he writes that also in Sefer HaMitzvos. The same thing. The two-tier level of the mitzvah. The mitzvah the Rambam says here in Sefer HaMitzvos, in mitzvah, where's the mitzvah? What mitzvah is this? Okay, maybe I don't have time to find it. The Rambam writes this in, okay, I'm not going to look for it, but there he says the same thing. That chatos and asham are the yikra mitzvah, and everything else is included. So again, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch repeats. That's where I have it. I have it from here. Sefer HaChinuch says, after he quotes Chatas and Hashem, Ubechlal mitzvah say zeh, gam kein sheyochlu chelkem hamagia lehem mikol karbanos, shenigrom kachim kalim, v'chein achilas truma, ulam ein achilas kachim kalim v'truma, kemo achilas basar chatas v'asham. It's not on the same level. Why? Because achilas chatas v'asham, tushlam kaparas hamischaper. Part of the mitzvah of eating is that this eating achieves kapara. And that's when it's a full mitzvah. That's not going to affect the nosein, so therefore, it's not as much of a mitzvah. So that's a mitzvah. This is what I say. Mishnah Melech says there's no riot to this, but the Mishnah Melech there in Maisa Karbanos says, Nira means that this is his own idea. The milta de pshita he shahakoin mevarech asher kedushanu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu. I'm sorry. Asher kedushanu b'mitzbikdushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol chatos. They make a birchas hamitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh to eat these. So he thinks that they'll say kohanim better get ready for that. Right? They'll start saying about duchening before they eat the karban. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav. No, I can't even say it. Asher kedushanu b'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol asham lechol truma. It's a special mitzvah saseh, a birchas mitzvah, right? Like any mitzvah. So the kohanim are going to have to make that bracha. Says the Mishnah Melech. Is this a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs of achila? Do you have to eat a kazayas? Is there a mitzvah not to eat it even less than a kazayas? The sugi in Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed Tes says the kohanim used to fight over the lechem upon him. They used to each grab the lechem upon him. So eventually the tsnuim used to pull their hands away. Used to pull their hands away because it wasn't derech eretz, it wasn't kavadik, the Gemara says, in Yuma. So the Achronim say, how can they pull their hands away? It's Mitzvah say, okay, they want to be have derech eretz, so figure out a way to do it in a way that they could get a kizai, get a piece. So the Achronim, the Maariv Chai is there in Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes. We're going to discuss this hopefully, I hope next week or in 2 weeks, we're going to have a shir, Gemara B'in shir, this year of Chatzi Shir, or Chatzi Shir B'mitzvahs, that came up, comes up here, comes up before also. The Chassam Sofer quoted in the Maariv Chai in Yuma Lamed Tes. He writes to the Teshuva too, but it's easy to find there. Chassam Sofer says, eating karbanos is not like other mitzvahs. You're right, there's a mitzvah of eating it, but the mitzvah is for it to be eaten, not for you to eat it. And therefore, when it's a mitzvah for me to eat something, then I have to eat a kazayis. When it's a mitzvah just for the chefza to be eaten by the kohanim, v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, then as long as it's eaten, then we all get the mitzvah. I don't have to do it. I just have to make sure that it's eaten. So I make sure that it's eaten, even if I don't eat some of it, I still get the mitzvah. That's the Chassam Sofer's answer to that gemara. But again, that relates to the issue of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs, and the mitzvah of achilas karbanos. Okay, let's continue now. Amar Belazar, right in the middle of the daf. Amar Belazar, Amar Boshia. Bikurim. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if one eats bikurim before kriya, before Arami Ovid Avi, the Yisrael brings it, and before Arami Ovid Avi, then he gets malchus. So Amar Boshia. Bikurim hanacha makeves behen, kriya makeves behen. Rav Boshia argues on the Mishnah. Bikurim hanacha, putting them down in front of the mizbeach, that's ma'akev. But not the kriya. Umi Amar Ablazar Hachi. There wasn't really say this. Amar Ablazar Amar Boshia. Hifrish Bikurim Kodem Lachag Va'aver Le'Lachag Yir Kavu. Raboshia says that we know there are various times of the year to bring Bikurim. Between Shavuos and Sukkos, I bring Bikurim and I do the kriya of that it says the Pesukim I'm supposed to read. Arami Dovid Avi. After Sukkos till Chanukah, I bring it without doing kriya. That's the din. So what if I was mafresh to be kurim before Sukkos, but I didn't get to bring them until after Sukkos, so you have to let those fruit rot. Why? Because it had the potential, it was supposed to have a kriya, and now you're out of the world of kriya. You're after Sukkos. So my love, why? We should lo matzil mikriya leyan. What? Why? Because you can't do kriya. V'yistakadat kriya in makeves bahen, amay yirkavu. And if, Ravoshia, you hold that you don't need the kriya, it's not ma'akev, so why do you have to let it rot for? So don't do the kriya. So the Gemara answers, could there be Zera? Like Reb Zera says, I'm Reb Zera, Reb Zera's statement. Call a Roy Labila, ain't Bila Makevespo, the Chol Shein Roy Labila, Bila Makevespo. Reb Zera tells us, potential sometimes is the importance, and not the actual fulfilling. Reb Zera says, if I am noder a carbon mincha, and I want to give a carbon mincha which has flour and oil, if I give a carbon mincha, if I'm nodave, a carbon mincha of 60 isaron, of flour, that's fine. That's one mincha. Mix 60 isaron with the oil. That is mixable, and you bring one. What if I give a carbon of 61 isaron? The halacha is, you got to do 60 and one. You got to bring two carbonous mincha. One with 60, one with one. Because you can't have more than 60. I asked the Gemara elsewhere, but you don't have to mix it even. You don't have to be bolel it. The answer is, you're right, but you need roy labila. You need ready potential labila, even though you don't actually need it. That's the din of Reb Zera, right? Comes up in Hilchas Chatzitza, right? If somebody goes to the mikvah, halachically, not just mitzad minog. Somebody goes, you have to make sure there's no chatzitzas in their teeth. To make sure there's no chatzitzas inside their beis hastarim. Aye, water doesn't have to get into my mouth. I don't have to go into the mikvah with my mouth open, but it has to be roy labias mayim. It has to be able to get water in there in all the spots if I would have my mouth open. Right, but I don't have to have my mouth open. It just has to be roy labila. So here too, the Gemara says it has to be roy lakriya, even though you don't actually need the kriya. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, masi lo kedir Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan. Rav Acha, instead of quoting the previous statement in the name of Rav Oshia, he quoted it in the name of Rav Yochanan. The same thing, that kriya is not ma'akev. So v'kashale, and then he asked Rav Yochanan. Because of that, he had a kasha on Rav Yochanan. Umiyama Rav Yochanan bikurim hanacha ma'akeves bahen kriya ein ma'akeves bahen. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that Hanacha is Ma'akev and not Kriya? V'yaboy minei Ravasi mi Rabbi Yochanan. Ravasi yes Rabbi Yochanan. Bikurim me'em asai mutaran l'kohanim. When are Bikurim mutar to the Kohanim? V'yamar lei haru'uyin l'kriya. Those that are right for Kriya, meaning before Sukkos, before Sukkis, Mishakara Aleim, once you do the Kriya. Vishain Royim Lakriya, and those who are not Roy, meaning after Sukkis, Misharo Panabayas, when you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So we have a problem here. Kasha Kriya Kriya Kasha Hanacha Hanacha. Rabbi Yochanan here says the Kriya is Ma'akev and the Hanacha is not Ma'akev, just walking into the Beis HaMikdash. And before he said just the opposite. So, Kriya, Kriya, Lokasha, the Kriya is Adakasha, HaRib Shimon, HaRabbanan. Maybe it's Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rib Shimon, or Yochanan in the name of the Rabbanan. He's saying two different Shitas of the Tanoim. Whether Kriya is Ma'akiv or not. No problem. Hanacha, Hanacha, Nami, Lokasha, HaRib Yehuda, HaRabbanan. Hanacha also, they're both saying different Shitas. My Rabbi Yehuda, two more minutes. My Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Where does Rabbi Yehuda say that Hanacha is Ma'akiv? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. I'm sorry, the Hanach is not Ma'akev. Because Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, V'hinachto zutrufa. When it says Hanacha, putting it down by Bikurim, that's not referring to putting down. Really, that means waving it. Waving it. At Omer zutrufa, oeinu el Hanacha mamish. Does that really mean trufa, or does that mean Hanacha? If it means Hanacha, that means you have two words that mean Hanacha. And as we know, in Hilchos Kachim, and Bikurim is like a karban, Shana Hakasav La'akev. When the Torah says something twice, it means it's Li'ikuva. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. This Hanacha does not mean Hanacha. Kshu Omer V'hinicha, V'hinicha Amur. It already says Hanacha in the other word. Hamani Mekayim V'hinachto Zutznufa. What does the word V'hinachto mean? It means waving. So therefore, you only have one pasuk that refers to Hanacha. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds Hanacha is not Ma'akev. Uman Tana Depalagalad Rabbi Yehuda. Who argues on Rabbi Yehuda? Who says that the word Hanacha means Hanacha? And therefore, Hanacha is Ma'akev, because Tnufa is learned out from somewhere else. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shita, Elazar ben Yaakov, he, Tanya, V'locha ha-kohen atenem yadecha, limeid ala bikurim, she-tunin Tnufa, Divri Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the pasuk of V'locha ha-kohen, that pasuk tells me Tnufa. So the other psukim are open for Hanacha. My time at Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, how do you know that pasuk of the kohen taking the basket means waving it? Askia Yad Yad Mishlamim. He learns it out. Gzira Shavu from Shlamim. Ksiv Hacha V'Alka Hakoyin Atenem Yadecha. This pasuk says by Bikurim, the coin takes it from your hand. Ksiv Yadav Tavien as Yishe Hashem says Yad in both cases. Ma Kan Kohen Aflahalan Kohen Malahalan Bailan Afkan Bailan. There's a tznufa. There's a coin involved in both places and the owner involved in both places. Hakesad, how does this work? Meiniach Kohen Yad Atachas Yad Bailim. The Kohen puts his hands under the owner's hands and they wave it together. But what's the important point? That Tznufa is learned out from this pasuk. The other two words of Hanacha can be taken literally. So that's how you know Hanacha is Ma'akev by Bikurim. We'll start off tomorrow with the question of the Rishonim. The Kohen puts his hands under the owner's hands. Isn't that a Chatzitza? The Kohen has to be touching the basket itself. It says the Kohen has to hold it in his hand. Isn't that a Chatzitza? So we'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem. We'll start with that tomorrow. Again, tomorrow will be the last daf from here, from Makis. Be'ez Hashem, then we'll be taking a few days break. I'll be traveling, and we'll pick up again with Maseches Shavuos next week. Again, the last 5-6-5 blot of Makis will not be online, at least for now. And Be'ez Hashem will start with Shavuos daf Beis next week. But tomorrow there will be Be'ez Hashem a daf here tomorrow morning. Okay, that's tomorrow night I'm traveling.